I'm going to start out with something today. I want you to see one of the reasons that so many people do not keep their healing. In other words, we are being put to the test every day of our life. I mean, you won't ever get over it. You won't ever receive healing, and it just come, and then you're just a bed of roses, and you just go on the rest of your life, and you never are tempted with any kind of sickness and disease again. You won't ever get to that point. You know, you can walk totally in obedience to God's Word, but you will be tried and tested. Now then, one of the scriptures I want to go through is Acts 14:22. Now, we're going to put Acts 14:22 on the board for you to look at. And I want you to I want you to meditate on this with me a minute, what this really says. He says, where they strengthen the believers, they encourage them to continue in the faith. Now, that's what I'm doing for you today. I am teaching you, I am encouraging you to continue in the faith of Jesus Christ, reminding them that they must enter into the kingdom of God through very few tribulations. Is that what it says? What does it say? Many or much tribulation. You will enter into the kingdom. In other words, the kingdom of God is a little bitty, tiny, narrow path in your life. I mean, we've read over there in Matthew 7, haven't we? You know, where he's talking about the gate into eternal life is very narrow. Have we read that?
Yeah.
And the pathway is narrow. And he says, few there will be that will ever find that path. Very few. Well, there is very few that find it. There is even a few people only find Jesus as Lord and Savior on this earth. But even fewer than that are the people that in the church that walk down this pathway, because this pathway has many tribulations. And if there's anything the flesh don't like, it's tribulation. I mean, we don't like it. I mean, we want it nice and easy. We want a bed of roses. Everybody wants to call you and say, why don't you do this for me? And I said, well, you know, if you would read these scriptures. In fact, here a while back, a guy called me from another country, and he was having a problem with his son. I said, sir, if you will fast and pray probably no more than 7 days, God will reveal that to you. He said, well, don't you know what's wrong with him? I said, no, sir. I don't know what his problem is. God has not revealed it to me. He's not my son. But I said, if I had a son that had a problem that yours is God, I would inquire of the Lord. And I said, God says if you will call upon him, he will answer you. So I said, now, how long it's going to take, I don't know. I said, out of my own experience, I can tell you that the first time I started praying and fasting so I could hear God's voice, I said, I fasted and prayed 3 days. And then I said, the next time I went to a 7-day. He said, what does it mean to fast for 7 days? I said, you never done a fast? He said, no. I said, fasting means to stop eating. He said, you telling me to stop eating for 7 days? He said, I would die. I said, believe me, you won't die in 7 days. I mean, I said, you can go without food. I said, now, Jesus went 40 days and 40 nights. I said, I've never done that. But I said, the longest fast I've ever had is just a little bit short of 3 weeks. But I said, the reason I stopped, that's because God told me to, because I was working every day and the Lord told me to stop. But I said, you know, if you want to find out what your answer is with your son, if you will seek God, get into his word, and cut off the world and spend 3 days. Start out with a 3-day one. But I mean, get serious with God. Take 3 days off from work, or take 1 day off from work and take a Friday off and use Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Those 3 days, and just get in a room by yourself, lock yourself up in there with the Word of God and say, now, Lord, I want to know what my son's problem is so I can get him healed. And I said, if you get in the Word and begin to study the Word like that and fast and pray, God, I believe with all my heart, he will reveal himself to you. And I said, he will tell you what you need to do. He said, I don't think I can do that. He said, would you do that for me? I said, no, no, I will not do that for you. I said, if I did that for everybody who called here, I would never get anything else done. I'd be fasting and praying 24/7. See, everybody says, I don't want to do that. Well, you wimp. You wimp, you. That's why you don't get anything from God. You know, He does not want us to be a wimp. You know that? God wants us to be strong. He wants us to be bold. He wants us to be faith people. And He tells us right here that these apostles, they strengthen the believers. And they encourage them to continue in the faith, reminding them that they must enter into the kingdom of God through many tribulations. I mean, I have people all the time. They call in and they got a problem. They're sick. And I said, well, are you going to church? Well, we used to, but we had a little problem with the church about 3 years ago, and we decided to quit. So we haven't been back to church. I said, so you're not going to church? You're not tithing? And I said, you're in total disobedience to God's word. I said, now then, if you're one of those that gives up when you go through the first little bit of tribulation, you got to realize that you're going to go through life through much tribulation. Now, are you going to be a fighter? You know, are you going to stay in there? Or what are you going to do? Well, a little bit of tribulation. You know, somebody got my seat. I always sit in this seat right here every Sunday. Everybody knows that's my chair. And I come in today, and there's another man sitting in that chair. Don't that guy, how dare that guy? I won't ever come back to church again because he's sitting in my chair. That ain't much tribulation, is it? It don't take much for us to fall away. So you need to be encouraged that if you're going to be a child of God, you need to get used to the tribulation because they're going to be there. And only those that go through this tribulation and come out the winners, those that stay in church, those that stay in the Word. I mean, this precious little lady up here, you heard her just tell about her story. She had had a problem for 15 years, she said. And it ain't no fun, is it, brother? And then she come to a place where Jesus' love and power is taught. And she stood, and you notice that she prayed one time, and she never had another encounter with it. The devil just went away. Is that what she said? Only a couple of days later, it was back, or she had some kind of encounter. It's not going to work for me. The devil's whispering in your ear, oh, you old worthless woman, you know Jesus wouldn't do nothing wonderful for an old worthless critter like you. Think of all them sins you've done in your life. He would never do nothing nice for you. Now then, if you believe that lie, she could have lost her healing right there. You know that? She could have lost it. But because she stood in the tribulation, that's there. And it says how much? How many tribulations?
Many.
Isn't that something? I mean, the church, obviously we don't believe God's word, do we, Jim?
No.
There's going to be great tribulation that's going to come upon us. I mean, it's going to be. Now then, let's go to something else I want to show you. Since we see there's going to be many tribulations that you're going to have to enter in through. I mean, we need to be strengthening the brothers. You know, when you see a brother, and it says that's what they did. They strengthened the believers. And they encouraged them to continue in the faith. I mean, when you see somebody, you say, are you a Christian? And they say, well, yeah. You go to church? No. What? You're my brother in Christ and you don't go to church? When's the last time you led somebody to Jesus? Well, I never have led nobody to Jesus. What is wrong with you? What are you doing? I mean, my goodness gracious, you need to be doing something good for the kingdom of God. I mean, I think about Jean and her husband back there. I mean, I had never heard of Jean Goss and her husband 10, 15 years ago, whatever it was. It had been several years ago, many years ago, hadn't it, Jean? But somebody asked me to come to their home to minister to their daughter. So I called and said, if it's okay if I come. I didn't know them. Never heard of them. And then I think, y'all were Assembly of God. Is that right at the time? No, what were you?
Nazarene.
That's what it was. They're Nazarene. Here I am, a Baptist deacon. And I find out that their church is a Nazarene. Why, goodness, everybody knows a Baptist would never go minister to a Nazarene. No, I didn't ask. I just said, if you like, I will come down there. And I did. And I went. You know, I mean, just like I have no idea how many thousand people's homes I went to and spent a whole evening, 3, 4, 5 hours in the Word of God, trying to get people healed. What I did in their home, I did in thousands of homes in the last 20 or 30 years. Somebody says, goodness gracious, don't you know that's taking up your precious time? You could have been doing something else. Yes, I could have. But what I did is paid the best dividends of anything I've ever seen in my life. Every time I get somebody healed, every time I get somebody saved, every time I get somebody delivered, I think, oh, God, to work for you. There ain't nothing on this earth any better than working for Jesus. Is that right, Jim? Ain't nothing better than working for Jesus. Well, that's why I do what I do, because I realize all of us on this earth are very temporary. We're only going to be here for a little while. But we're going to live in eternity somewhere forever. And what we do with what He gives here is going to determine the position of rank you're going to have in eternity. Now, do you want to be one of those that goes into the kingdom of hell and burns forever? I don't. Do you want to be one of those that's in the back 40 in the kingdom of heaven that never get to see Jesus? No. He says that those of us that overcome on earth, He will let us sit with Him in His throne. Now, how would you like to sit with the King in His throne? Hey, that's where I want to sit. That's my goal. I don't know whether I'll ever make it or not, but I'm working diligently to try.
You'll make it.
We're going to make it together, right? We're going to make it. I mean, because I've read, I think it's Revelation 3:20, I think. Is that what that is, Revelation 3:20? Dave, take me to Revelation 3:20 and see if I'm in the right place. That's not where I wanted to go. Maybe it's 21. Let's see what 21 says. Revelation 3:21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Now, is that a great promise? We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.